Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. Now, Doc, again, a lot for us to talk about today. We are going to touch on the U.S. equity markets, the precious metals, and we're even going to wrap it up with uranium because I continue to get a lot of comments on the uranium sector. Let's take a look at these U.S. markets first. Another volatile day, but a day that is looking fairly strong right now. We had the U.S. markets open slightly up, then increase those gains, but then about half an hour into trading, they went through an hour and a half of a pretty aggressive sell-off, dipping into negative territory, but now have fought their way back over 1,000 points for the Dow as the Dow is up almost 950 points as we are recording this. The S&P is up almost 70 points. So another strong day for the U.S. equity markets. Take us through your thoughts on, well, now it's two back-to-back days, strength for U.S. markets. Yes, probably on the back of the deal that finally got signed in the U.S. government. But either way, take us through your thoughts on U.S. markets, please.
Well, Corey, this is just a response to the stimulus program of $2 trillion, and which is to be expected because it gives hope to people in this situation. So that's really what the markets are responding. They were considerably oversold, so you expect this. And it'll draw people into a point, but going forward, this is just a correction in a secular bear market that's begun. And so people, if they get a chance, and I think this could continue, frankly, into April, maybe even early May. And
Doc, please clarify, what could continue here, this recovery, this rebound in U.S. markets?
This rebound in this market, I think, could continue into April. And we could get back up to 24,000 in the Dow, potentially. It's a good chance for people that have positions that recover a little bit, frankly, to get a little extra money out of their positions and get it out of them, because I don't believe this is going to last. So we're back to risk on to a point. And that in itself, in April, I think we're going to see affect the gold market, and I think gold sells off in April. I think we've seen the high in gold for quite a while, and so expect this to affect that market, because people will get back into more of the risk on, and gold will be an afterthought for a while.
Now, Doc, in all fairness, we have been seeing risk on and risk off move together. When the U.S. markets have a good day, that, I guess, just instills confidence in traders' minds to put more money at work. And it's not just landing on the risk on assets. It's landing also in gold and some of the safer assets. However, when we see a big sell-off in U.S. markets, it's, again, another race for cash that sells off everything. Do you see this relationship changing anytime soon?
A little while, Corey. I think April will be a little bit of a tough month for the precious metals. And I think a lot of the precious metal stocks will move back to challenge some of the lows they had when we had that big dump. Some of them won't, but some of them will. So it's going to be an opportunity for people to bottom pick on some of these stocks again as far as precious metals. Because I think what we're seeing here is we're going to see a consolidation in the gold price for some time and in these precious metal stocks, but at a lower trading range than we saw in the past. And I think that will continue for quite a while, frankly. I think we're coming into a pattern where if you look at some of the charts, we're starting to have the Bollinger Bands on the long-term charts starting to straighten out and move laterally. So I don't think we're going to see a high in these gold stocks again for a number of weeks, if not months.
So, Doc, just to recap something you said in your first answer, you mentioned that the U.S. markets are in a secular bear market. Any thought on how long the secular bear market could last?
As rapidly as we saw it dump in the first month. I think this could be pretty much over by the end of the year, because I think it's going to be a bear market that does not grind lower, but I think it continues to move lower at a pretty strong, hard pace. And I'd be surprised if we aren't pretty much finished with it by the end of the year.
All right, let's circle back around to the gold space when it comes to the gold stocks. The juniors still very much stuck. We're unfortunately seeing a lot of shutdowns in terms of operations and even exploration plays, depending on the province or state that these companies are operating in. Where are you focused? Are you still focused on the bigger stocks, the royalty plays, simply because everything's sold off and they usually are the first to bounce back?
I figure I have plenty of time to purchase more stock in the juniors because of the whole plethora of stocks. They're going to be the last ones that respond to the next move up. And I'm focused on the major gold producers and the major producers that have both silver and gold in their portfolio. Those are the ones I'm focusing on, and some of the developers and some of the royalty companies. But as far as the real juniors and the explorers, I'm not focused as much on them because I think they're going to be the last ones out of the gate in the next run.
Yeah, you're not alone, I think, in taking that stance, Doc, because a lot of money has exited the sector, but when it does come back in, typically lands on those larger companies first. One more comment on the precious metals, taking a look at silver compared to gold. So that gold-silver ratio, it has exploded recently to some levels that we have just never seen. The argument being, obviously, silver also has that industrial component, and hey, economies around the world are very much struggling right now. What's your outlook or take on that gold-silver ratio?
Well, the gold-to-silver ratio, I think we're finally seeing the top in that. And it's going to take a little while for it to play out, but I don't see it worsening from here. But whenever you get something like this and you peak on something like this, it does take time for it to peak and finally to start to move down, because even as we move forward, you can count on the fact that industrial demand for silver is just crushed. And the only thing hopeful for silver is that it piggybacks with gold as a precious metal and as money. But I don't think that's going to play out for some time, because even though they're printing gazillions of dollars, it takes time before that will ever impact us as far as hyperinflation. In fact, I don't know if that's going to be the thing that eventually moves gold again. I think the thing that eventually moves gold significantly is going to be a drop in the dollar. But for the time being, with everybody else getting completely compromised in the world as far as their economies, United States will still be looked at as far as their currency. So Rick may get his level of 120 yet on the dollar. We'll see. But the point is that you have to ask yourself, okay, what's going to move these things? Well, it's not going to be hyperinflation, because when this thing turns around, there's not going to be the pent-up demand that some people are talking about. This is going to affect our lifestyles tremendously and change behaviors. And so it's got to be a decrease in the dollar. Or the other thing that I'm really looking at is watching very closely is when these nations talk about getting together to talk about where we are as far as these economies, and a kind of another Bretton Woods situation. If you start to hear that, you better start to buy gold big time.
All right, Doc, let's wrap it up here with comments on the uranium sector. The big news out of that sector is Cameco shutting down temporarily right now the Cigar Lake mine. Now, that shutdown is, I believe, only expected to last about a month, but hey, we don't know what other government policies are going to come in that could easily, for at least what I see, extend that shutdown. You would assume this would have some pretty important impacts on the uranium sector, but hey, what are your thoughts? How do you see this impacting uranium?
Yeah, I understand. I believe that a mine is in Saskatchewan, which a lot of things are being shut down, and I see a bottoming here of Cameco and other uranium stocks, and I'm going to be buying in the next 3 months because I think it'll remain down here for quite a while yet. And so I'll start to buy uranium stocks down here. I'm looking at NexGen. I made a comment a while back that I thought that was going to go to 25 cents. And people kind of question that. But it got down to 50, and I think we might see 25 cents on that yet. But there are going to be some really good buys on the uranium stocks, and I'm going to be purchasing down here.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up. Always good chatting with you. I know these markets are volatile. They can be confusing. And hey, unfortunately, right now, the whole world is pretty confusing. We are in a different time for everybody. And I hope everybody who is staying at home, stuck at home, that you are making the best of it. I appreciate all the emails I've been getting. Just as a reminder, I am hosting a webinar tomorrow with O3 Mining and Jose Vizcarra, the president and CEO. Please click the posting that I just posted on our website and sign up for that webinar and send me any questions you have. I will continue to work on getting some of these webinars out to help pass the time and help spread the information to everybody who is at home. Doc, thanks for your time. I'm sure we'll be chatting again later this week.